Josh, first of all, welcome back. How did it feel to be out there today?
It was great. Great to be in the environment again and around the team and the coaches and get going and get some routes under my belt, knock off the rust.
What have you been thinking about, you know, kind of the last 10, 11 weeks? I know you had this date, I'm sure, circled as soon as you found out when you were able to come back. What's been going through your mind in that time away?
Really just getting my body right to withstand, the beating and just being out there in a football, NFL environment, you know, just being prepared for it physically as well as mentally, just being thrown back into the fire. You got to be ready to go and pick back up where I left off.
Did it kind of make things mean more to you, knowing you had kind of this long time away, missing it, seeing the team? You know, has this kind of put football in perspective to you?
Well, I think football has always been a good perspective for me. Having been taken away for a little bit, you know, it makes it a little bit sweeter to come back to it, you know. But, you work a little bit harder, you know, you appreciate a little bit more. But there's no love that I have like football, so it couldn't replace anything.
So you get back, you come in. Did you feel like riding a bike, like you'd always been here? How was it out there today?
Exactly. It just took like one or two plays, and you're pretty much right back out there like nothing's changed.
And what was it like to be back with your teammates?
It was fun. You know, they see me around the locker room for the past couple weeks, so it's not like too new to them, but to the field, being on the field with them, you know, it was a different environment, I could tell, for them. Extra guy in the rotation helped out the other guys. They got more breaks and stuff. So to me, it was cool. I was excited to be out there. I think it's well for them.
What are your expectations for yourself this week against Atlanta and really over the final six games?
Just work as hard as I can and try to contribute as much as possible. Like whichever capacity they have me to fill, whichever void that is that we don't have in our offense right now, I'm going to try to accomplish that and do it to the best of my ability.
What have your thoughts been about the offense since you got to watch it for a little bit over the first 10 games? Look like an offense you're excited to be a part of?
Oh, definitely. They've been taking it off by storm for the past couple weeks. They've been doing real good. I'm real proud of the offense. The defense playing tremendous. Surprised, I think, a lot of people, you know, to see us where we are right now, but I knew we could always do it.
I saw Kyle Shanahan earlier today. I said Merry Christmas to him. He had a big smile on his face. How happy is he to have you back, and how excited are you to be in that offense that in many ways is built just for a guy like you?
Well, I mean, you know, Kyle, the rest of the coaches, they're keeping it real cool. You know, that's just how they are. They knew what to expect. Me coming back, you know, I'm pretty sure they planned for it, and as well this week getting game plan ready for it. You know, I think they're just as hard as I am, and see if we could exploit some defenses like we used to.
Physically, how do you feel, and how much do you think you can take on playing right away?
Oh, I think I could start and go in and do as much as they need me to do. I could probably play every down if I had to. But I'm just trying to get in there easy, whichever asset they need me to be, because the offense is doing great right now. If they want me to come in third downs, whatever, the easiest transition for me to get back onto the game, then that's what I'll do.
I'll tell you what, the Dog Pound has been incredibly supportive of you. Everybody today that we talked on the radio show, thrilled to have you back at work. If you could say one thing to them about yourself right now, about Josh Gordon, what would it be?
Right now to them? Well, I could say this, you know, Cleveland's taught me a lot, that's for sure. Some of the fans that stuck with me, much appreciated. I appreciate you guys. You know, other fans have reasons, you know, not to feel that way, but hopefully we could do that. We could change that perspective about me. And you could expect the best from me these past 6 weeks, that's for sure.